If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
My next caller, Cormac, was kicked out of his medieval reenactment group. Cormac, tell us first about this group, the Kingdom, they're called. What do you guys get up to?
We were basically a load of serfs, Dave. It's specifically serfdom we cosplay as.
Okay.
So we'd be out tilling the fields, you know, trying as hard as possible to catch dysentery.
Right. You're really authentic with it then?
Proper authentic.
Yeah,
some of us, like, now obviously I'm not that into it, but like some of us would be dying at the age of 32.
Really?
Yeah, of all manner of weird scabby diseases.
How are you exposing yourself to all these strange diseases? Because a lot of these would have been cleared up a long time ago, obviously.
One lad now, I think, is cheating. He gets it on the dark web. The serfs wouldn't have had the dark. To be honest, a lot of
that
incest,
is cheating,
Dave.
Then. What it is it?
Oh, a lot of it. No, the kind of incest.
Did you say incest?
Dave. I did. Yeah.
Okay. How does incest lead to you getting?
It hasn't yet.
Okay. Right.
But it feels great.
This is related to the reason why you were kicked out of the reenactment.
It was, yeah, myself and my sister, yeah.
What did they say when they kicked
said,
out?
I hear, stop fingering your sister. They definitely didn't do that back then.
Yeah. But they definitely did.
Yeah, that's what I said, Dave. You're pardoning what I said.
Yeah. You watch shows like Game of Thrones and stuff. That's all basically based on fact. Game of Thrones, you ever seen that?
No.
It's a fantasy show. But, you know, there's a lot of incest.
Don't watch telly,
in
there. Dave.
Of course you don't. Yeah, well,
what's
look.
What's a telly?
Let's bring on your sister.
Hubba.
Marie. Marie, now you were allowed to stay in the reenactment group, even though obviously it takes two to tango.
Yeah, well, they felt a bit sorry for me because...
Why did they feel sorry for you, Marie?
Well, because of our incest, because of all of the acts that we did.
Yeah.
You know, people say that, you know, incest only really harms people if you have a child. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, what you pass on, But I found that not to be true, actually. And you know the way they say, like, sometimes if people have incest, then they, you know, the child will have a tail or something.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that actually happened to me after we were, like, you know, after he was fingering me all the time, is that I grew a tail.
Grew a tail?
I grew a tail, yeah.
Nice.
And so they kind
of... Are you
felt,
sure that was... related?
Oh, it's directly related. Yeah,
right.
The second the tip of my index got in there, next thing, a little fucking fleshy
thing.
It
pink was like his finger.
Came
like,
right through.
Yeah, it was like it poked
that's what we
some,
thought was
something
at first
else out. You know what I mean? Like there was only room in there for whatever was already inside me, and then it came
right.
came out the other side. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And but that obviously wasn't what it was.
Well,
we don't know.
Well, you don't know.
We don't know.
Speculate.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're working with medieval science here, Dave.
Yeah.
We really don't know what it is.
No, yes, no.
Yeah.
Brian wanted to burn her at the stake.
Who did?
Brian.
Who's Brian?
Just our dad.
Oh, one of the lads. Yeah.
That is our dad.
Your dad. Yeah.
We call everyone like one of the lads because basically, like, it doesn't matter whether you're related because we all, fuck.
Serving the king.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how long is your tail?
I found that it kind of grows like Pinocchio's nose, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So like every time I get fingered by another relative, it like grows a bit more.
Right.
So it seems to be some kind of morality thing or something.
Does
you know
it
what I mean?
Does that it shrink after a time?
When she does good acts.
Yeah, when I do good acts.
Like what?
Like helping thy neighbor.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Churning butter for my neighbor.
Right.
And...
fingering your neighbor.
I'm fingering my neighbor.
Oh, it'll shrink when you finger your neighbor.
Yeah, but she's got no
fingers.
I'm not related.
Yes,
she's got no fingers, so she can't do it herself.
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
Well, that's a good deed then. Yeah,
yeah,
doing
yeah,
a good
yeah
turn.
And then she fits me in return because I have too many fingers.
Yeah. And the crows took hers.
Fingers.
Yeah. So she's obviously living the medieval lifestyle.
Well,
as
that
well
was a corporal
no
punishment.
That was
basically she had done something wrong, so we tied her to a fence and, like, you know, had her hands up like this so and put seeds on the fingers of the crows.
The crows are coming
to
eat
them. Yeah.
What did she do?
She got a period.
Right. What's wrong with that?
I would. It's unclean.
Devil. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
Unclean.
Of course.
She was menstruating, so we had to.
There's a lot of talk of fingering specifically. Is that all? Is that the only incestuous acts that you partake
in?
Well,
what else is there?
What else is there, Dave?
Well, sex.
That is sex.
It's a form of
what other what other sex is there?
Like penis to vagina.
What?
Penis inside vaginal.
You're talking about
penile.
What?
Yeah. What? I honestly, is this something from TV or?
And they did this back in the medieval times as well.
I don't know.
You know, otherwise, how do you?
What?
Have kids.
Tails?
No, how do you procreate?
Well, the children, I mean, what are you talking about? You get kids the way you normally get kids, you take them.
You take them from where?
The local towns and villages.
But where do those kids, where do they come from?
I don't know, presumably they've been taken from somewhere else.
Taken from somewhere else. Right. It's a barter system. We leave them turnips. We take their
children.
Yeah. And they're happy enough with that?
Oh, we wouldn't know.
Yeah. Oh, we don't go back. Once we pillage a village, we don't come back.
Okay, well, look.
That's what they say.
That's our saying. It's written in our hearth.
Cormac, you've been ousted from this group. Mm-hmm. Where does that leave you now? Are you still living...
Outside the village.
But are you still living the medieval lifestyle?
I'm trying to, but it's hard, Dave. You know, because I've moved to Fibsborough. Okay. So, like, it's very hard. You know, you're kind of trying to, you know, throw turnips at a lad in the stocks, but there's no stocks. And instead, it's like, Dr. Quirky's instead.
Yeah. And are you tempted to, like, just, I don't know.
Going to Dr. Quirky's?
Yeah, pop in and
I've gone in
play
there.
Street Fighter or something.
Yeah, I've gone in there. But to be honest, Dave, the eyes rolled back in my head and I passed out for 3 hours. I got so overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah. It would be a loss for your medieval kind of brain to take.
And also, doctors are the devil's seed.
Right. Oh, Dr. Quirky. Yeah, yeah. I don't think he's a medical doctor now. I think it's more of an honorary title.
What's medicine?
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other thing. And Marie, is there anything you can do to get Cormac pardoned and get him back in?
Yeah, I think if he just did some good acts, you know what I mean? Like if he did a fair few good acts. We also need a new roundup of children to be brought to us.
So that could go down well.
So he needs to source some good ones. And,
from Fibsborough maybe?
Like if he made us an offering of children and he did some good acts,
you'd be
then
back
I
in.
Think... we can make it work.
Are you up for that, Cormac?
Yeah. Oh, anything.
Yeah.
Get me back in the good graces.
Is there a lot of kids in around Fibsborough?
I see the odd one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're hard to get.
Yeah, maybe look out for like a parents group, you know, they meet up in the coffee shop.
The parents are there then, you know.
It's hard.
He was never good at catching the kids.
No,
that's the
problem.
I'm too
slow.
His...
I've got two left feet.
Yeah.
Literally.
Not literally, Dave. No. One of my feet has leprosy on it.
Ah, okay. So it's like
it's like a club foot. You know
club
what I mean?
Foot
Maria, I want to ask you about this tale. So obviously, you do the incest, it grows longer. You do good deeds, it grows shorter.
Yeah, not a lot shorter now. Like right. Like when I do the incest,
cumulatively,
now,
it's getting longer.
Yeah, in the scheme of things, when I do the incest, it grows like a good, like 10 centimeters.
Right.
And like if I do a good deed, it might shrink by, like you know, a millimeter.
Okay, so you got to do a lot of good deeds.
Yeah. It's actually quite hard to measure. You know what I mean? Because you don't
so small. But does it make you then reluctant to do more incestuous acts? Have you moved away from incest?
What do you mean?
Like, do you find like you'd rather not have a tail?
I don't understand.
I don't know what other way to put it.
Well,
is your brother still fingering you?
Well, he's not here anymore.
No, I mean
my other brother is.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
So.
You slut.
Yeah, but you've been gone. You can't expect me to wait around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, Dave, look, I'll put it this way. You know what I mean? We're happy. We're happy. And my tail has its uses.
Like what?
Like hanging people who have turned against the king.
Okay, right, yeah. It can take that kind of weight or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
How long is it now?
It's quite long.
Right.
Like, it wouldn't all... If I'm lying in my bed, you know what I mean, it kind of... it'd like, even if when it's wrapped up,
yeah,
it'd still like not stay in the same room. You know what I mean? Even if I had it all coiled up like a little, like it'd be out into the other room.
Wow. How much incest have you been doing, you little slacker?
Is that a lot longer than the last time you saw her?
Yeah. I can fit the whole thing in my mouth last time I saw
her. Oh, God. Yeah. Is that part of it?
I mean, it didn't hurt.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, it seems like Cormac, you have a plan. You can steal up some babies.
Some little fibs babies.
Yeah. Marie, can you help him?
Steal the kids?
Yeah. Would that be allowed or would you be cast out?
I mean, like, I'd be happy to have him back, but I my life isn't lacking. You know what I mean?
You've got your other brother.
I've got I've got a couple other brothers.
Okay.
And a few sisters. It's not, you know what I mean? Fingering, you know what I mean? You don't need a specific appendage.
Yeah.
Except for a finger. yeah.
Clues in the name.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, I do miss him. I do miss him. I feel like even though, you know what I mean, I can get my bit from my other siblings, we did have a connection on another level. I do think we could talk more about stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I do miss that. So yeah, maybe I'll give him a hand.
Guys, it's so lovely talking to
you.
Thanks
so much, Dave.
Such a lovely.
What is this thing that I'm speaking about today?
Don't worry about that. It'll confuse you too much.
I'm on a little cup with string in
Oh,
it.
Yeah. Oh
yeah,
nice. All right, guys, thanks so much for phoning it in.
Bye.
Bye.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.